From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Bloch.
And I'm Robert Siegel. And now, the mystery of the missing couch potatoes. According to Nielsen Media Research, the people who do the ratings, the couch is getting a rest. Nielsen says that television viewing among men ages 18 to 34 is down 7.7% from last year. The losses are not being felt by ad-supported cable channels, but they are being felt by premium cable channels, and above all by ad-supported networks. They're losing some of their most desirable viewers. The size of the TV audience drives advertising rates, so the television networks reacted with alarm and incredulity at this finding. So yesterday, Nielsen released a 43-page research paper in which the company stands by its numbers. Some of the decline, it says, is attributable to changes in its methods, but most of it, according to Nielsen, is a real decrease. Ken Auletta writes about the media for The New Yorker. First of all, if people aren't watching TV, men 18 to 34, what are they doing?
Well, they're doing DVDs, they're doing game consoles, they're on the internet. Maybe they're watching those cable channels that Nielsen speaks about, but inevitably, as television viewing declines, it declines because people have more choices, not just of new television channels, but of other mediums.
A big drop-off in viewing, according to Nielsen, is among people they refer to as DYAs, dependent young adults, or DYMs, dependent young males, people who are 18 to 34, especially 18 to 24, and still living at home. Is that actually a desirable demographic, the kid who can't afford a place of his own?
Well, you know, advertising has such a bias, and I've often felt it was a blind bias in favor of younger people. The notion has always been that younger people don't have brand loyalties yet, so advertisers should go after them, because they have not yet locked into Colgate toothpaste or Wise potato chips. And, you know, I don't know that that's a supposition that's been rigorously tested anywhere, but that's the assumption that advertising makes, and Nielsen is just, you know, they're paid by advertisers and by networks, so they're just singing that tune.
If the problem is essentially that there are so many more outlets on a contemporary television set and other fun electronic things that one can do at home, how would that account for the greater drop-off in men than in women 18 to 34 years old?
Well, the argument they're making is that their methodology was flawed. By the way, it's a pretty shocking admission to me that Nielsen is making. They're saying, even though it's not written in English, and I'd love to know who the writer was, but they're acknowledging that up to 40% of the lost male viewers between the ages of 18 and 34 is due to Nielsen's own faulty methodology. That's a remarkable admission. And so I find that, you know, really worth further explanation.
Given the way that television is now organized at the corporate level, with all of those many, many channels available to so many Americans, does it really matter that much to NBC, NBC per se, as we used to think of it, if in fact the NBC properties also include CNBC, MSNBC? I suppose Telemundo would be part of that NBC family as well at some point.
It will, and NBC is a giant company, as is News Corp, which is Fox, as is Viacom, which is CBS, as is Disney, which is ABC. You have these giant companies that obviously have placed their stamp in the cable world and in the internet world and the broadcast world, and they're very powerful companies. And so it's something that, as a citizen, you worry about size. You have to worry about size.
Well, Ken Auletta, thanks a lot for talking with us today.
My pleasure.
Ken Auletta, who writes about media for The New Yorker magazine, spoke to us from New York.